Why is the love of the world represented as so dangerous and destructive to the souls of men? By Nathaniel Emmons, 1745-1840, Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2 verse 15. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. James 4 verse 4. Why is the love of the world represented as so dangerous and destructive to the souls of men? The plain reason is that the world and all the things of the world directly and powerfully tend to dissipate the thoughts of men, and so to prevent all serious reflections upon God, and upon everything serious, important, and eternal. A habitual attention to this world excludes a habitual attention to the eternal world. A habitual love to this world excludes a habitual love to the eternal world. Worldly-mindedness excludes heavenly-mindedness. Since, then, you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Colossians 3 verses 1-4.